It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast. This is, all of a sudden, the offseason. What a wild, wild, wild year. It's going to be a wild, wild, wild offseason. It's just, that's the deal with this team. That's the deal when you're a fan of this team. That's the deal when you cover this team. It's just wild. And there were some really cool payoffs this year, too, to go along with the wild. But I don't know if this is the time to talk about that. I think it's time to talk about what's going on. And, you know, look at the elephant in the room of this season was always what's going to happen when it's over. And now it's over. The Raiders lost, of course, 26-19 at the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll talk a little about that. Some, I'm sure. Sunday was really quiet. Monday morning was really quiet. And I mean really quiet. I mean really quiet. Like people in the building going, what the heck's going on? I know that because I talked to the people in the building. And that was the tone. What's going on? What's he going to do? We don't know nothing. And now we do know something. We know Mike Mayock is gone. We know that there's going to be a new general manager. And we know that Rich Bisaccia is still in the mix. But there's other coaching candidates. And this is, I am filming this, taping this right now at 10:55 a.m. on Tuesday. This will go on everywhere we have our podcast. And I could say where we have them, but it's everywhere. It'll go on the site on Wednesday. So there may be some things, some information, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, that's late. But right now, the candidates are Bisaccia, Jared Mayo, a 35-year-old coach, a very interesting name. Denver's interested in him as well, so it's not like the Raiders are, you know, alone in that interest. He's inside linebacker coach of the Patriots. And then there's reported interest in Todd Bowles, but nothing has happened as of this minute. So, you know, let's kind of go through the deal. Bisaccia talks to the media at 1 o'clock on Monday. Said I've had some conversations with Mark Davis. I know there's due process. He's going to talk to other people, and he has to talk to other people to satisfy the Rooney Rule. And, you know, that's talking to at least one minority candidate for all of these jobs. And Jared Mayo would satisfy the Rooney Rule. So Bisaccia seems like he feels like he has a shot. And then the report says, hey, they're looking for a coach. Hey, this is just a few minutes after Bisaccia talked. Hey, they're looking for GMs. What the hell's going on? They still have a GM. They haven't fired Mayock. And then about an hour later, Mayock is fired. I think that was really rotten by Mark Davis. You know, it's been referred to as clumsy. Clunky. I think it was rude. I think it was short-sighted. And Mark Davis, who I like, and I think he's probably a little bit of a better owner than he gets credit for. He has a pattern of this. You know, Tony Sperano was in his office reportedly when Jack Del Rio got the job. Wasn't told about it properly. Jack Del Rio had to announce his own firing, famously, after the end of the 2017 season. And now this. You know, these guys don't deserve that crap. They don't. I tweeted about that, about Mayock, you know, hey, this guy wasn't a great GM, but he didn't deserve this. And people were like, oh, Bill, you're an idiot, because that's what people on Twitter do. They're jackasses. Not everybody, but if it affects you, that's your, you know, that's who it is. There's jackasses on Twitter, and people make their conscious effort to be a jackass. Thank God for the mute button. Anyways, I'm not calling everybody on Twitter a jackass. Jackasses know who they are. And nobody on this may be listening, so don't be offended. No, it's how it was handled. I honestly didn't think Mayock was that good. Mayock was obviously what he was. A lieutenant for Gruden who handpicked. Gruden didn't want Reggie because Reggie was already in the system. And so Gruden got rid of Reggie. Gruden hired Mayock, who never worked in an NFL building before. And who knows how good of a job Mayock has or has not done. We don't really know what he was responsible for. There's speculation, but Gruden had final call and everything. I think Mayock knows draft. I think he knows football. I think he can help a team. I don't know if he should be in a leadership position because he hasn't had much experience. Was he the shittiest GM of all time? No. Was he dynamic? No, either. Did he do a pretty good job of being part of the system after Gruden left and kind of keeping things afloat and keeping things, being adults in the room, a favorite saying of the great John Madden, God bless his soul. Yeah, he did that. He deserves some credit for that. And he didn't deserve to be fired like he was fired. But now we move on. And we'll see. A lot of people think that Bisaccia may not get the job because Mayock is out. I don't know about that. Because I could see a situation where he does stay. I could certainly see a situation where he leaves, too. But DeJuan Daniels, he is in the Raiders program already. He's reportedly a candidate. What if he gets the GM job, and what if they give it to Bisaccia? They can do that and just keep... That's possible. So I don't want to necessarily say that Bisaccia is out. To use elephant in the room again, and people want to make a fat jack joke, go ahead. I've lost 120 pounds, so sorry for all you people. Yeah, I'm spunky today, aren't I? Anyways, elephant in the room, I like that saying. Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh, I'm sure they're going to talk. Harbaugh wants something, and it's a raise, it's out of Michigan, is it being courted, it's probably a combination of the both, and I can see that happen. Now, if that happens, the people that Davis is talking to right now, Ziegler and Dodds, for the GM job, do they want that? Because you know Harbaugh is going to come to Las Vegas like Gruden did and have basically final say. So that might not be attractive. So this is all in the infant stages. We're just going to see how it goes. But it's happening. The Raiders made the playoffs and it still wasn't good enough to keep Mayock. And now it may not be good enough to keep Bisaccia. And it's just a wild time. And then the Derek Carr talk. There's already talk. NFL media put out a story on Saturday before the game and kind of saying, you know what? There's 1 year left on his contract. Maybe the Raiders will want to move on. Kind of also indicating maybe Derek Carr might want to move on. Maybe Derek Carr wants to know who the coach is going to be before he signs on for an extension. Could the Raiders trade Carr for some picks? Who knows? Who knows? But it's not going to be... It's going to be another wild Raiders offseason. Always is. Always was with Gruden. And it's going to be a wild Raiders offseason. Every week's incredible with this team. Every week. And there's excitement too. You know, What'd you think of Carr in that game against the Bengals? He didn't have a very good game. He really didn't have a very good... During that winning streak, he wasn't that good. That's not knocking him. It's just what it was. You know, he... And it's... Yeah, it's on him. It's on Greg Olsen. It's on the receivers. It's on the protection. It's on everybody. But this offense has to find a way to score more touchdowns. It does. And is Gus Bradley going to stay? Who knows? Probably only if Brisaccia stays, unless he has a relationship with the current coach, the new coach. So it's all in wait-and-see mode. Wait and see. Offseason, it's wild, it's the Raiders, and that's where we are. So I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. I'm sure there'll be more news, more developments. And here we go. Strap it in. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Take care. Be safe. Be happy. Enjoy the playoffs this week. My picks for the playoffs are Bengals, Chiefs, and then Packers, Bucks. I think it should be a good game. It wasn't a very good wild card weekend because there's too many teams in the friggin' playoffs. Hopefully, when we're now with Final Eight, there will be some quality games. Yeah, the Raiders game was probably the best playoff game. That and the 49er game.